Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's Oscar time, and they're being awarded this Sunday, so it's time for my picks, but warning, I'm almost always totally wrong. Best Actor. I think Matt McConaughey should win, and Chiwetel Ejiofor will win. Best Actress, I think Kate Blanchett will win. Judi Dench should win. Supporting Actor, I have no idea. Guessing Jared Leto from Dallas Price Club, whatever. Supporting Actress, I think Lupita Nyong'o should win, but I'm afraid Jennifer Lawrence will win. Best Documentary, Act of Killing should win, but Audience Pleaser 20 Feet from Stardom will win. Best Director, I think Steve McQueen will win and should win. But who will win? I'm afraid maybe the director of American Hustle or Gravity, God forbid. Best Picture, 12 Years a Slave should win and will win. So, keeping on that theme, this week I'm looking at two more movies nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. Two more I've reviewed in the past. One's a dramatic thriller in Arabic from the Palestinian territories about a young man caught between a rock and a hard place. The other is a nostalgic look at contemporary Rome. Omar, directed by Hani Abu Assad. Omar, played by Adam Bakri, is a young Palestinian who works in a one-man pita bakery. He's a clean scrub guy with an indefatigable spirit. Nimble on his feet, Omar can climb up a three-story wall and back again in just a few seconds. The wall is the separation wall that runs along the long border between Israel and the occupied territories. Because walls don't mean anything to Omar. It's an arbitrary, porous border in his mind. So why does he cross the wall? Well, ostensibly it's to visit serious stern Tariq, played by Iyad Hourani, and the teller of jokes, Amjad, played by Samar Bisharat. But his real motivation is Nadia, played by Leem Lubani, who's Tariq's younger sister. Omar is as tall, dark, and handsome as Nadia's kind, witty, and beautiful with tousled black hair. They're in love, secretly exchanging little folded paper letters. So one day, Omar's stopped by a particularly cruel unit of the Israeli Border Patrol. They're about his age, but they beat him up and publicly humiliate him. Does this mean a shift in Omar's thinking? Well, Omar joins Tariq and Amjad for a planned political action. They're all prospective members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Their initiation? To shoot someone. Omar doesn't end up killing anyone, but he's the one arrested. In prison, he's tortured and interrogated and finally approached secretly by a member of Al-Aqsa, who warns Omar that the spies are everywhere. They'll pretend to make friends with him and get him to confess, and the only way out will be to cooperate with the Israelis, but any collaboration will last forever. So watch out, they tell him. His words prove prophetic. Soon enough, Omar's out again, working to marry his love, trying to find the traitor who gave up his name, and meanwhile, regularly speaking from a phone booth with his Israeli contact, Rami, played by Walid F. Zuater, an Arabic-speaking agent. So which side is he on now? Which side does he really support? Can he even trust his friends, his love, his fellow activists? Omar is a dramatic thriller about the Israeli-Palestine conflict, told decidedly from the Palestinian point of view. As a drama, it shows the psychological draining toll that nonstop surveillance takes on the lives of Palestinians. The movie itself is done like a chess game. Each side makes a move countered by the opponent, but pretty soon you see there's all these different chess boards operating at the same time with countless players, alliances, and betrayals until it's hard to figure out which side is black and which side is white. Acting's great, especially Adam Bakri and Leem Lubani as the young lovers and Waleed F. Zuader as Omar's handler. While not a perfect movie, it is a thoughtful, informative, and disturbing film. The kind that makes you think and then rethink. A Great Beauty, written and directed by Paolo Sorrentino. Jep, played by Tony Servillo, is a bon vivant living in the floating world of contemporary Rome. It's still the Dolce Vita for him. Ostensibly, he's a novelist, but actually hasn't done anything great in decades. He coasts along, living off his reputation, partying with faded royalty, vapid models, and the ultra-ultra-rich. He's like a camera, experiencing, recording everything he sees in the back of his mind. His Rome is gilded palaces, Rococo nightclubs, and velveteen Vatican chambers. His editor at a popular magazine, Didina, played by Giovanna Vignola, is a little person given to wearing electric blue dresses. Well, his 65th birthday is approaching, and he confides in her that he needs to find something or someone important, genuine, real in his life. That's the great beauty of the movie's title. He wants to open a secret door to find out the meaning of life. So slowly, the movie chugs along towards this ultimate dinner party with an elusive guest. Will he be touched by God, or will it all prove to be as superficial as the rest of his life? So The Great Beauty is a nostalgic look at Rome's faded glory and the cool elegance of old Fellini movies, wonderfully acted, beautifully shot. It's full of arresting images and grotesquerie. But does it add up to anything new? I found it hollow and empty at its core. Aside from a few minutes of genuine beauty, it's actually not that attractive a movie. It's drenched in this awful opulence of a 1970s aesthetic, far from the hipness of Fellini's real movies from the 50s and 60s. And both in its story and in the way it's made, it feels to me more like a tribute or maybe a rehash of older Italian movies than it is a new one good on its own. The Great Beauty is now playing in Toronto, and Omar opens today. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.